Mission failed. Irons is not gonna like this.
Fuck makes you think I like it? All right, so welcome to one and only installment. There we go. I have to turn this shit down. Welcome to the one and only installment of Keep It 100. And I'm doing this for Lady Checkley. And so let's play a quick bit of theme for her right now. Just, there you go. There we go. All right, a little bit of a theme. So, Ms. Checkley wanted to know, I think, let me see if we go back. She said, where are all of your non-crazy male friends? Send them my way. So, this is, I was going to write this, but to be honest with you, I got some work to do, and, so, Facebook, shut up. And so, I'm just going to do it in one cigarette. And so, Michelle, here are the reasons that your friends cannot find niggas who ain't crazy. And yes, I'm using some bad language, so if you don't like that, you got kids in the room, well, the shit's already too late. So let's get started. Number one, you forgot that men have ears. Now, what do I mean by this? It means that you can't walk around talking about how you're strong, independent, you don't need a man, you could do it all on your own, and then turn around and wonder, how come I can't find a man? Men hear you when you say that shit. And when they hear that shit, they logically think, well, I'm a man, so I guess she don't need me. And I get it. You want to be able to brag about your condo or your house or your car, your master's degree, or this, that, and third, bim, bam, boom. I got you. I feel you on that one. But you got to understand, if a man don't feel like there's a position for him to play, he ain't going to play the position. Right? You got to understand that. Now, bring us up to the next point. And I guess so I should say, if you want a man, you got to stop saying that shit. But you don't want to take it to the other extreme where you're like, oh God, I need a man. Because that shit will scare niggas away too. So there's a fine balance there that you got to try to walk to make the shit happen. All right. So point number two, you're hitting the wall and you won't admit it. I know a lot of women don't want to hear this shit because you're reading Cosmopolitan magazine and all of that shit. And they tell you 50 is the new sexy. That's bullshit. It don't make a lot of people's dicks hard. That's just the way it is. If you need a man, a woman's window is from about 18 to about 28. That is when gravity is your friend. That is when everything is working in your fucking favor, right? If you're hitting like 35, 40, you're like, how come I can't find a man? Listen, that train left Grand Central Station a long time ago. You don't have to work a lot harder to catch that motherfucker now. I mean, a lot harder. And a lot of you, you got to understand that, but you don't want to understand that because you're reading all kinds of shit that tells you your age don't matter. But you got to look at it like this. When you were 18, 19, 20, getting all kinds of free drinks and stuff like that because your titties was up around your chin and your ass was hanging out of your dress and dudes were like, that shit looked good. You were taking full advantage of that, right? You're getting free oil changes, free drinks, trips to here, trips to there. And you're just fighting from 18 to 28 through a forest to cock and balls. It's dick, 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 dick. Everywhere you go, you think that shit's going to last forever. Well, it's not. Niggas get tired. They get fed up. Things happen. What can I tell you? So if you're getting close to the wall, well, you know what? You better righten up and tighten up if a man is your objective. If you're over the wall, you're going to have to play it a lot harder. Okay. Reason number three. You're suffering from apex fallacy. Now, what is apex fallacy? Apex fallacy, most women don't realize it like this, but basically, dudes that are below what they think is their position are invisible to them. You can't see them, right? So, I mean, I always say when women are like, well, I just want a guy with a nice personality, I'm going to call bullshit on that one because I don't hear the click-clack of high heels running down to the Salvation Army talking about, I just want to find a man with a nice personality, take him home and treat him right. The shit don't happen. We know is money, power, fame. You got to have some mix of that. You don't have some mix of that, it's not going to happen. But the gig is this. Now, some of you think you're all that. You think you're all wonderful and everything like that, and the shit is not the case, right? Some of you are just average. Some of you are below average, and you refuse to admit it. Now, I'm going to blame the internet for this myself, and the reason I'm going to do that is because I get it. I understand, right? Even me as a dude, I put a picture of myself up on Facebook. I check back every 5 minutes to see, hey, man, 10 people like it, 15 people like it, 20 people like it. I can't imagine how intoxicating it would be. You put a picture up of your ass, your titties, the ass sticking out in the bathroom mirror. You get up, you brush your teeth, you come back, you got 350,000 likes on the motherfucker. You might think you fabulous. But really, what you got is a bunch of dudes sitting around a computer with their dick in their hand just waiting for the next bit of porn to load and your picture come up. So he already horny. He gonna click the like on the motherfucker on the same thing. But the shit don't necessarily translate in the real world. So I understand it. You sitting there getting gassed up on OkCupid and all this other shit like that. And you think, hey, well, I'm all that because every time I turn around, I got 10, 15 messages in my mailbox. But it is fucking the game up. Some of you have no idea that, frankly, you some low-ass, bottom-feeding hoes, and you don't know. Now, I'm not saying it's your friends. Understand that. I ain't saying it's your friends. I'm just letting you know what's going on. Okay? All right. Here's another reason you can't find a man. And this is particularly if you're over 35. You really want to lean in close and pay attention to this. You hit the second wall. And the second wall is your eggs are about to fall over dead. The clock is ticking. It's the fourth quarter. You're hoping for a Hail Mary pass. And I tell you what, that scares motherfuckers. We can see that shit coming a mile away. So what we do is we just ease back. It won't even give you a chance to reject this. Like me, I was on, Plenty of Fish, right? You know, that home with single moms and all the rest of that shit. Chick's on there. She's 40 years old. She looked good. Titties. Ass. Cute. I read the profile. She's 40 years old talking about she'd like to start a family someday. I'm thinking someday, what the fuck is someday? You're 40. What the fuck you been doing with your sexuality for the last 22 years? I ain't even message you back. I'm done. I'm out. Because that's a lot of pressure. I can't tell you. A lot of dudes can't take that kind of pressure, so they ain't going to bother with that. All right? Here's number 5. Some of you looking for Captain Saberhole. Seriously. Real talk. And at some point, a grown-ass man, I ain't talking about a boy, I'm talking about a grown-ass man, has to ask himself, what else are you bringing to the table besides your pussy, your problems, and your complaints? And for a lot of you, that's all you bring. You got to bring something else, right? Your shit has to be in a tight knot. If you want to find a good man, your shit has to be good to go, right? That means your credit score has to be in shape. That means you can't be living in a basement suite or with your mama. And I'll tell you something else. If you got 3 kids by 2 different dudes, Ray Ray and Pookie, but Ray Ray get out of jail next week and you don't know what you're going to do, but you really just want the nigga to hang around for another week so you don't feel lonely, a good man ain't putting up with that shit. This shit is not happening. All right? So some of you have to come correct, and some of you are not coming correct. All right. Reason number 6. Men are terrified of approaching women. Now, let me break this one down to you, okay? Because basically, if you're a man, you in university, you can't approach a woman the wrong way, or you might get charged with sexual harassment. If you're at work, you can't approach a woman the wrong way, because now you got to deal with the hellions from HR, and you don't want to deal with that shit, so you ain't going to say nothing. You can't talk to her at the gym, all right? Because otherwise it might be a problem. You can't even talk to her on the street if you don't know her, because again, it's harassment. Now, where the issue comes in is that assholes don't care about rules like that. So what that means is that overall, the number of assholes that women get approached by over time actually goes up. Because guys who care about the rules, they ain't gonna approach you. They'll just leave it alone. No, computer, I do not want to enable dictation. Just, yes, not now. And click that button. Sorry about that. So it is a difficult time for men to be approaching women. And don't get it twisted. If, for example, that 40-year-old woman I was talking about, you know, I might have got with that if she wasn't all about, I want to have kids and get married and all that shit. I might have get a chance. She might get a chance to reel me in, be like, there's some good pussy. Let me check this out. I think I want to stay with this for a few years. But when you hit me with the shit straight off the top, I'm just like, no, nigga, no. The shit is not happening. All right? Reason number 7. women refuse to call out other crazy women, and you let crazy women get away with behaviors that scares dudes away. Dudes watch the overall pattern. So when you had that nasty breakup with a guy and you did a bunch of skeevy bullshit behind his back, through a brick through his windshield and all that kind of shit, dudes hear that shit and they go, well, shit, women are capable of that kind of stuff. I'm not sure I want to deal with that. And they will leave the shit alone. So when you tell that little story and you think it's cute, a dude who got his shit together, he's like, man, no, there's a big bowl of wrong. I'm not dealing with this kind of shit. So he'll just leave your ass alone. All right? So there's a whole bunch of reasons, honestly, that you can't find a man. I understand. Finally, like Dave Chappelle said, if pussy was a stock, its value is plummeting. The amount of ass out there right now is ridiculous. I mean, if you could swipe left and swipe right and fucking 30 minutes later, the pussy show up sucking your nuts before the pizza fucking get there, pussy is at an all-time low. All time. You women are going to have to put some more work into it. And of course, because I want to do you a favor, I'm going to get hit you with the first one right now. You want to keep a man? Is a simple fucking rule. Your grandmother probably should have told it to you, but she didn't tell it to you, so I'm going to break it down for you like this. If you want to keep a man, keep his stomach full and his balls empty. That's most of it. Tell him he's nice. Tell him he's lovely. Rub his feet. Make him a sandwich. Do something. But if you walk into it going, you can't handle me, what the fuck kind of nigga wants to be in a relationship with somebody that has to handle? And the other thing is, you got to set higher standards. You got to set higher standards. I mean, honestly, some of you giving the pussy away for a banana daiquiri on the brunch. Set higher standards. Honest to God, if bitches said, I will only suck your nuts if you're an astronaut tomorrow, there would be niggas in space. I'm telling you. So it's a lot of you hoish friends is the reason that you can't find a man. You can't find a man. So, Ms. Checkley, I hope this shit helped you out, and I'm only going to keep this shit up for a couple hours because I expect a couple comments on it, and I tell you what, I'm busy. I got shit to do, and I'm tired.